Unit 8. The Brand Behaviour of Generation Z.
Hi, Robin. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me about your generation's attitude towards brands. From your perspective, please describe the relationship between brands and Generation Z.
Hi. Thanks for having me. Well, I guess my peers and I stand out from the generations before us because we were born into the technological age. Rapid innovation is the only world we know. For this reason, many of the brands regarded as cool by our generation are technological in nature. For example, some are famous for their software, like Spotify, Netflix, and Google, and others for manufacturing hardware, like Apple. It's no longer news that many companies and brands are struggling to keep up with new expectations from younger generations, especially ours. Many of us have probably seen five-year-olds using smartphones or tablets as if they were born with these skills. I'm sure that this trend will further increase among young people in the near future.
What else would you say is typical for your generation's brand behavior?
Well, for example, nearly all of us like fair trade brands of coffee and chocolate and are willing to pay more for them. At the same time, though, many Generation Zers say they are frequent customers of fashion brands that are not necessarily sustainable or ethical. In other words, our purchasing behaviors are often quite irrational. Despite our strong desire for companies to do good for the world, we often consume and feel represented by brands that don't represent this.
What about the role of social media brands?
Even though my generation may not feel represented by social media brands, they still play an important role in our lives as digital natives. In my case, I've had social network profiles since I was about 12 years old, and children are now starting to use social networks from a much younger age. We live in constant tension between the protection of our privacy and the need to share a point of view with the world. The most widely used social networks among my generation are the newer ones, like Instagram and Snapchat. However, many of us don't actively post on social media networks. It's often more about stalking other people's profiles.
You mentioned value systems when you speak about your generation. How do your values affect your choice of brands?
The brands my generation admires are those that do more than just sell a product or provide a service for profit. Tesla, EcoElf, and Deliveroo are all companies that are working toward a better future for our generation and the generations to come. Tesla's focus on the development and production of electric vehicles is really important to Generation Z, as we are very conscious of the fact that pollution levels are increasing at a rapid rate. Most of all, I believe that Tesla has garnered such success among younger generations because it is a company that focuses on innovation as well as maintaining social and environmental responsibilities. Obviously, most of us can't afford a Tesla, but we still admire it from a branding standpoint. Other brands we actually use and consume that are starting to become big are vehicle sharing companies such as Car2Go or eMov.
What about the recent trend towards vintage or on-demand brands and products?
Many classic brands are popular among Generation Z as we tend to value simplicity and comfortability. My generation appreciates brands that were fashionable for previous generations, are fashionable today, and are predicted to have future success, as they represent aspects of youth that are timeless. Because they are heritage brands, they have developed a reputation of being trustworthy, high quality, and are relatively affordable. We also look for simplicity as well as practicality. And that is not limited to vintage brands. Brands that try to make life easier will almost certainly be successful with my generation. As we are more prone to risk-taking, we are also more likely to try new or alternative products and services.
How would you summarize Generation Z's branding behavior in the future?
I'd say that Generation Z is very different from previous generations, as we have grown up in a very different environment. From a very young age, we've witnessed the rapid growth and development of technologies that did not exist 20 years ago, but are now fundamental to how the world runs. Generally speaking, we are not so much interested in brands from banking, insurance, logistics, or hygiene industries. The brands that we are most interested in and that catch our attention are from the automotive, textile, fashion, and technological industries. Due to our greater concern about social and environmental responsibility, we will have a strong tendency to choose brands that are eco-friendly and or fair trade. That being said, we can sometimes be contradictory and hypocritical when it comes to the brands and products that we find trendy and popular.
Thanks, Robin, for such an interesting interview.